Good morning and welcome to the 40th Florida Folk Festival. And I'm sure all of you are expecting to see an Appalachian clogging group first up. They're supposed to be here, but they haven't shown up, and I guess they're just not up yet. They didn't have very far to drive, so I'm not sure why they're not here. So before the next performers get here, and hopefully they're here, I will try to entertain you. My name is Jeannie Fitchin, and this is my 26th Florida Folk Festival. I was probably about your age when I first started coming as a performer, and that was way back when the main stage was over by the old marble stage, and before they built the big amphitheater over here. And I feel like I've grown up here. So many of the people that I see every year here were little like me when we first started, and they're all grown up, married, have children of their own who are also grown up, and it's just gone on and on and on. But every year, something memorable happens that we take away with us, and I hope that that happens to every one of you. How many of you are here for the first time? Oh, great. Good, very good. Well, I hope you have a program. And first off, you will see that there is so much to see and do that it's impossible to see it all. It just really is. It's mind-boggling, and it's very frustrating, too. So normally what I do when I get my program is sit down, and I saw you with a little yellow pen. You go through, and you pick out those things that you want to check out. And you're going to try and do it, but you're still going to see that it's going to be impossible to make it all. But it's just a wonderful event. There are stages everywhere. There are workshops everywhere, and the workshops are really wonderful. You have this little intimate setting without sound, and people are teaching each other and inviting people in the audience to participate and share what they know, too. So it's a real learning situation as well as an entertainment situation. And I see, is that Chuck somewhere behind me? Yeah, okay. I will do a couple songs while Chuck is getting set up, and I'm going to invite him up to do some songs. He's participating in the songwriters workshop over at where is it? Over at the Azalea? I forgot exactly where it is. Oh, so yeah, right over there somewhere. You just walk around until you see a bunch of people sitting around with their instruments sharing songs. Well, I will take you on a very brief musical journey through Florida. I tour the schools with a little history music program, and this is sort of the theme song for that. It's a sort of my love song for the state. Welcome home to the land of palmettos and oaks, to the land of pinewood forest and cypress hammocks and bear and wildcat, deer and possum, rabbits and gators. Welcome home, welcome home to the land of adventurous men, to the land of explorers and the fountain of youth, and food aplenty from the rivers, lakes, and ocean, fruit trees and the gardens. Welcome home. Welcome home to my family, the memories and the love, those who are with us still and those who've gone above, sharing what we know is true from days gone by. Welcome home. Welcome home. Welcome home to the land of prehistoric men, where the bones of the ancient lie beneath the boggy peat. We continue to discover, unearth and recover, to preserve for one another. Welcome home. Welcome home to the land of bold, courageous men who don the silver suits to fly among the stars, to search for tomorrow through achievement and sorrow, to inspire those who follow. Welcome home. Welcome home to the spirited, the daring, and the bold, The men who shape the stories that are bound to be retold. The prowess, strength, and fortitude that stir the young and old. Welcome home, welcome home. Welcome home, welcome home. Welcome home, welcome home. Thank you. Are you ready, Chuck? Okay, well, what's really fun is being able to relax and when someone doesn't show up, not to panic, and the show has to go on schedule. And if someone doesn't show up, they miss their slot. They're not rescheduled. That's the way it is at the Florida Folk Festival. But what's really great is that there are always performers hovering around, ready to go on stage at a moment's notice. And fortunately for us, that's what Chuck Hardwick is going to do. He's from West Palm Beach, and he's a budding songwriter of Florida songs. He hasn't been doing it for very long, but he's making a name for himself. So let's have a big welcome for Chuck Hardwick in... Ron. I'm so bad at names.
Come on. Ron. Just Ron. Chuck and Ron. It's Ron Litchour. You want me to use that one still? Okay. You're going to go up too?
Probably would sound better that
way. Yeah.
How's everybody doing?
Yeah.
This is a great start for a morning, isn't it?
I got here about 5 minutes ago from West Palm Beach, right off the train.
I recently wrote a song about a fellow by the name of Ed Watson down in the 10,000 Islands. Goes this way. Well, I'm here to tell a story, boys, of a man feared by all and the many people that he killed before his downfall. No living man will ever know how many people died at the hands of Buddy Ed Watson before his demise. Yes, Buddy Ed Watson was the bad man of the coast. Loved by some, but feared by most. Some say he was part rattlesnake for the way that he would grin. Strike before he warned you, that ruthless bloody man. And quick to pull the weapons he carried under his coat. At the auction house in Key West he cut Santini's throat. Yes, Bloody Ed Watson was the bad man of the coast. Loved by some, but feared by most. For 20 years he lived and worked on the shores of Chatham Bend, till one dark October night his neighbors did him in. And when he was dead and buried, still afraid for their lives, well, they dug him up and they moved him north to a grave outside of Fort Myers. Yes, Bloody Ed Watson was the bad man of the coast. Loved by some, but feared by most. For 50 years, the Watson house stood empty on Chatham Bend, like a gravestone to those who died and were buried on that land. Now Donna took the Watson house when that hurricane blew through. I left only the pilings to mark what evil men do. Yes, Bloody Ed Watson was a bad man of the coast. Loved by some, but feared by most. Now a dark feeling comes over you when traveling Chatham River. Some say it's old Watson's ghost that sets your spine to shiver. And now I'm here to tell you, boys, a night I will not spend on that island where Ed Watson lived, that place called Chattanooga. That place called Chattanooga. That place called Chattanooga.
Through.
You
do the
hawk? Yeah. You're going to mention to these people about the album you have for sale, and where can they find it?
Yeah, I do have an album for sale. It's at the Pfaff booth. And be happy if you buy one. We recently got an opportunity to play the annual Will McLean Day over at Rainbow Springs. And for you folks that don't know who Will McLean was, he, of course, was Florida's foremost songwriter and poet. And I was so inspired by the activities over there that I went home and wrote this song. I call it,
what do I call it?
Spirits Drifting with the Wind. Oh, the hawk still flies in the clear blue Florida sky, and his spirit is drifting with the wind. Yes, his spirit drifting with the wind. Well, I'd like to tell you a story, friends, that happened unto me. It was along the Oklawaha while picking music under a live oak tree. Now it was a mile or so from Gore's Landing. One bright spring day, a Florida song I had written and had just started to play. Oh, the hawk still flies in the clear blue Florida sky, and his spirit is drifting with the wind. Yes, his spirit is drifting with the wind. Well, suddenly a red-tailed hawk swooped down, and much to my surprise, he landed only a few feet away and began looking me in the eyes. Then he turned his head with his beak, plucked a feather from his wing, and placed it on the ground as I continued to sing. Oh, the hawk still flies in the clear blue Florida sky, and his spirit is drifting with the wind. Yes, his spirit is drifting with the wind. Well, he stood there for a few moments until I finished that song. Then he flared his wings fully, and in an instant he was gone. Three times that shrill cry echoed throughout that live oak strand, as if he'd just given his blessing to that song about this flowered land. Oh, the hawk still flies in the clear blue Florida sky, and his spirit is drifting with the wind. Yes, his spirit is drifting with the wind. Well, I came to realize, as I stared there at the forest floor, at that feather among the leaves where that hawk had stood before, that one of life's unanswered questions is what happens to us when we die. But one man's spirit will never be lost as long as a hawk still flies. Oh, the hawk still flies in the clear blue Florida sky, and his spirit is drifting with the wind. Yes, his spirit is drifting with the wind.
What's next? Did you forget your tip?
No. What's next?
Let's do South Florida sunrise. East West Coast sunset.
Okay.
We're going to do the old farmhouse. Okay,
good.
Yeah,
they're ready
to go on.
Okay. Recently, this has been neat to fill in. Recently, I wrote a song. I was listening to my wife talk on the telephone, and I had to go get me a pencil and write this down. And this is the story she was telling. Well, I sat quiet silence as my wife talked with her dad about some childhood memories and an old cracker farmhouse they had. So I grabbed me a pen and I began to write as the story started to unfold. While she talked to the many years that had passed and that farmhouse long, long ago, she said, "Well, I can still see that old cracker farmhouse built so many years before, with a sagging front porch and creaky old stairs and polished hardwood floors. Do you remember the smells from Mom's kitchen that would fill that house each day? And how we'd huddle around her cook stove when it was too cold to go out to play? Well, I remember working in the garden with the summer sun high overhead. And at night we'd sit on the front porch swing until it was time for bed. And I could still see that old cracker farmhouse built so many years before, with a sagging front porch, creaky old stairs, and polished hardwood floors. Do you remember Grandpa's old shotgun that he kept next to his bed, and the many meals it provided, and how it helped to keep us fed? Well, I recall well in the spring house, flowing pure and clean, that gave us the water that we drank, cause it was the finest we'd ever seen. And I can still see that old cracker farmhouse built so many years before, with a sagging front porch and creaky old stairs and polished hardwood floors. Well, as I sat there and listened to that conversation, well, I suddenly broke into a smile. While she talked to that house with a love in her voice of where she grew up as a child. You know, those words that I had just written weren't only marks on a paper, you see. No, it was a story of a family filled with love growing up in this Florida country. And I can still see that old cracker farmhouse built so many years before, with a sagging front porch and creaky old stairs and polished hardwood floors.
Thank you.
Nick, isn't that great? You can hear more of them over there somewhere. I just looked in the program so I could tell you exactly where, but it just says music workshops, and that's pretty unusual. Where? Over there, somewhere, you will see them. But he will be with Robin Plitt and Ken Skeens of Orlando. Ken just recently won first and second place in a Florida songwriting contest. So if you would like to get a real good taste of Florida songs, go on over to that workshop at 12 o'clock. And our next performers, I just learned something really interesting about them. This is the fifth year they've performed at the Florida Folk Festival. And they do not live in the same area. And you would think that a group that has to perform would live close by so they can get together several times during the week and work on their music. But they live around the country in various places, and they get together for this festival. And they haven't had a whole lot of time to prepare, from what I understand, but I think it's just great that they can do that. And they were previously living in Florida, all of them. And of course, as we know what happens over the years, we all move on to different things in different places. So let's, are you folks ready? Okay, let's have a big welcome for the Djangos.
Good morning. Thank you for that warm introduction, Jeannie. Well, Well, welcome everyone to the Florida Folk Festival. We're real glad to be here. I hope you are too.
Let's spread out here as we can. I know it's going to get played days long.
Good morning. We're going to start with a little instrumental number called Blackberry Blossom. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm going to take a minute here and introduce the band. On my right, a banjo from Jacksonville, David Lynch. Behind me on bass, now from Maine, formerly from Jacksonville, Mr. Chris Dombrowski. On my left, on mandolin, formerly from Tampa, Florida, now from Chicago, Illinois, Mr. Dave Del Sandros. And I think he's from Gainesville. Goes to school in Alabama. Mr. Mike Godwin on banjo. And everything else. We're going to do a tune called Midnight Moonlight.
Ready, Mikey?
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to do a tune called Midnight Moonlight.
Still going to do it.
Ever get lonesome down in San Antonio? Beg, steal, or borrow the nickels or dimes. Call me on the phone. I'll meet you at Alamo Mission. We can say our prayers. The Holy Ghost and the Virgin Mother will kneel down as we kneel down in the moonlight. In the midnight, in the moonlight, midnight moonlight. In the moonlight, in the midnight, in the moonlight, midnight moonlight.
If you ever feel sorrow for the deeds you might have done, no hope for tomorrow. It's the setting of the sun. The ocean is howling at the way things might have been. And that last good morning sunrise will be the brightest you've ever seen.
In the moonlight, in the midnight, in the moonlight, midnight, moonlight. In the moonlight, in the midnight. If you ever get lonesome down in San Antonio, big steel and borrowed nickels or dimes, call me on the phone. I'll meet you at Alamo Mission. We can say our prayers. Then the Holy Ghost and the Virgin Mother will hear us as we kneel down in prayer. In the moonlight, in the midnight, in the moonlight, midnight, moonlight. In the moonlight, Let Dave introduce the next one.
The next song is a Flat and Scruggs number about a fellow disparaging about the woman he met when he's young, and somehow she changed when he got older. She's a little high-headed, it's plain to see. Don't get above your raisins, stay down to earth. When you didn't have nothing, oh, it's plain to see. Don't get above your raisins, stay down to earth with me. Baby, stay down to earth with me. Big sign out, Mike.
Right, Dave there on vocals.
This time I'd like to bring up another member of our group who's anxiously waiting in the wings. Also from Jacksonville. She hasn't moved out of Florida.
Wrong wings.
Nancy Lynch. She's going to do some vocals.
We needed something to pretty up the band, you know?
Okay.
leave our pockets full of nothing and our dreams in the golden grain.
Have you seen a phone line downtown at the station? They're all buying their tickets out and they're talking the Great Depression. Our parents had their hard times 50 years ago when they stood out in these empty fields as the dust is deep as snow.
And all this trouble in our fields, if this rain can fall, these wounds can heal. They'll never take our native soil. And if we sell that new John Deere, and we'll work this farm with sweat and tears. You be the mule, I'll be the plow. Come harvest time, we'll work it out. There's still a lot of love here in these troubled
Peter Rowan tune called Midnight Highway.
Just keep rolling on. could drive away these blues.
Nancy Lynch. Okay, this is a Django Reinhardt song dedicated to our namesake. Django Brothers started out as two guys that used to play at USF in the cafeteria on Tuesday nights, eh, Joe?
That's right.
Whenever we could get Joe enough drinks in him, we'd get him up on stage. And now we can't get him off the stage. I'm gonna get Chris, our bass player, to sing one for you. We didn't need that chair.
Glad that no one
stuff's fighting back.
Come on, sit up.
I don't know you. You've been lately on my mind. I don't know you. You've been lately on my mind. Well, you came to my life and you took it by surprise. Sun could come up in the west and I would be no wiser. Cause I don't know you. Come sit beside me. I'm not sure if you're still there. Come sit beside me. I'm not sure if you're still there. Oh, the old man in the sky knows what I'm saying. Couldn't tell me lying and believe I'm playing game. Cause I don't know you. I don't know you, you've been lately on my mind. I don't know you, you've been lately on my mind. Well, you came into my life and you took it by surprise. Ended up in West and I would be no wiser. Cause I don't know you, yeah, I don't know you. Yeah, I don't know you.
Thank you very much.